Lifelong Kindergarten. Cultivating Creativity Through Projects, Passion, Peers, and Play. Author, Mitchell Resnick. The Creative Learning Spiral. In kindergartens these days, children spend more time with math worksheets and phonics flashcards than building blocks and finger paint. Kindergarten is becoming more like the rest of school. In this book, we argue for exactly the opposite. The rest of school, even the rest of life, should be more like kindergarten. To thrive in today's fast-changing world, people of all ages must learn to think and act creatively. And the best way to do that is by getting engaged in a creative learning spiral, such as focusing more on imagining, creating, playing, sharing, and reflecting, just as children do in traditional kindergartens. The creative spiral is the engine of creative thinking. The four P's of creative learning. Our research group, inspired by Scratch and the elements of the creative learning spiral, has developed a set of four guiding principles for helping young people develop as creative thinkers. Projects, passion, peers, play. These four P's serve as a useful framework for teachers, parents, and anyone interested in supporting creative learning. We'll explore each element in detail. A. Projects. The Maker Movement. The Maker Movement supports a project-based approach to learning in which people learn new skills and strategies while working on personally meaningful projects. In the culture of making, it's not enough to do something. The most valuable learning experiences come when you're actively engaged in designing, building, or creating something. When you learn through making, not just doing. Disconnected knowledge. Students at Brightworks work on a wide variety of projects. One team of students was busy constructing an irregularly shaped stage for a school theater production. The students were calculating exactly how much wood they'd need for the stage. They explained that the wood was stored on the opposite side of the building, and it was difficult to move the wood. So they wanted to calculate the correct amount before starting to move any of it. However, some people were concerned that the students wouldn't learn the basics. Wouldn't it be better if the school focused on the basics first and then let students work on projects? Wouldn't it be more efficient to develop a list of concepts that are important for students to know than provide them with problems, examples, and explanations that are specifically designed to teach those concepts? On the surface, this approach might make sense, but when students solve sets of disconnected problems, they often end up with disconnected knowledge, without an understanding of how to apply it to new situations. The project-based approach is different. As students work on projects, they encounter concepts in a meaningful context, so the knowledge is embedded in a rich web of associations. As a result, students are better able to access and apply the knowledge in new situations. B. Passion. Personalization. A few years ago, a large educational publishing company organized a conference about personalized learning. The presentation at the conference focused on new software systems designed to personalize the delivery of instruction to students. The software periodically asked students questions, then customized the subsequent instruction based on how students responded to the questions. If a student gave an incorrect response, the system provided more instruction on the topic. It's easy to understand the appeal of these personalized systems. Who wouldn't want a personal tutor that continually adapts to your individual needs? However, we're skeptical about these systems. One problem is that they tend to work only in subject areas with highly structured and well-defined knowledge. In these fields, computers can assess student understanding through multiple-choice questions and other straightforward assessments. But computers cannot assess the creativity of a design, the beauty of a poem, or the ethics of an argument. Even more important is the issue of control. Do you really want computerized systems controlling the pace, direction, and content of the learning process? When learners have more control and choice over what, how, and when they learn, they can build on their passions, and learning becomes more personalized and motivating. As we developed the Scratch programming website, and to help kids personalize their projects, we made it easy for them to import images and sounds from other websites, We also made it easy for them to put themselves into the projects by using the cameras and microphones on their computers. We developed an easy-to-use paint editor so that kids could draw their own characters and backgrounds. The Scratch approach to personalization stands in striking contrast to most learn-to-code websites, which introduces kids to coding through a series of standardized puzzles to solve, with little or no opportunity for personal expression. The payoff in Scratch comes in connecting with kids' interests and catalyzing their imaginations. C. Peers. Computer clubhouses. A computer clubhouse is a learning space where young people have access not only to the latest digital technologies, but also to people who can inspire and support them as they develop creative projects. The first clubhouse was opened in 1993 in a 1,000-square-foot space on the ground floor of the Computer Museum in downtown Boston. During its first 2 years of operation, it attracted more than 1,000 young people, ages 10 to 16, with 98% coming from underserved communities, fueled by an investment of over $50 million by Intel from 2000 to 2015. The Clubhouse Network supports nearly 100 community-based clubhouses in 18 countries. At computer clubhouses, collaboration with peers comes in many different forms. In some cases, Clubhouse members are simply inspired by what others are working on and don't work together directly. In other cases, Clubhouse members with complementary skills team up to work on a project. For example, a member with video skills and a member with music skills may work together to make a music video. By working together, Clubhouse members can take on projects that are bigger than any of them could handle alone. A group of 9 fourth-grade girls started coming to a Boston-area clubhouse after school. After several sessions experimenting with small projects, they decided to work together to create a city of the future. Using some of the robotics technology from MIT, the girls built and programmed elevators, buses, and even a tour guide for the city. Clubhouses place a high priority on bringing together the principles of passion and peers. Members aren't assigned to work on teams. Instead, teams come together informally, coalescing around shared interests. Teams are dynamic and flexible. The computer clubhouse also includes a culturally diverse team of adult mentors, professionals, and college students in arts, music, science, and technology. Mentors act as coaches, catalysts, and consultants, bringing new project ideas to the clubhouse. Most mentors volunteer their time. On a typical day, there are 2 or 3 mentors at the clubhouse. For example, engineers might be working on robotics projects with clubhouse participants, artists on graphics and animation projects, programmers on interactive games. In this way, the clubhouse deals with the access issue at a deeper level. In addition to access to new technology, inner-city youth need access to people using technology in interesting ways. This type of access is not possible in a classroom with 30 children and a single teacher. Projects at the clubhouse are not a fixed entity. They grow and evolve over time. A mentor might start with one idea. A few youth will join for a while. Then a few others will start working on a related project. This approach to collaboration is strikingly different from what occurs in most school classrooms. D. Play. Playpens and playgrounds. Some parents and educators are skeptical about the connection between play and learning. We believe that not all types of play are created equal. Some types lead to creative learning experiences, others don't. Marina Burrs, a professor of child development at Tufts University, emphasizes the difference between playpens and playgrounds. As metaphors that describe different styles of play and learning, a playpen is a restrictive environment. In actual playpens, children have limited room to move and limited opportunities to explore. In contrast, a playground provides children with more room to move, experiment, and collaborate. In this process, children develop as creative thinkers. Lego bricks embody the playground-style play. Give children a bucket of Lego bricks, and they can build almost anything they can imagine. However, sometimes children follow step-by-step building instructions to make the model that's featured on the front of the Lego box. These children are playing in the Lego playpen, not playground. Of course, there's nothing wrong with some structure. With instructions, children gain expertise with the materials, learn new techniques for building structures and mechanisms. But if the goal is creative thinking, then step-by-step instructions should be a stepping stone, not a final destination. When we organize workshops for kids, we provide various structures to help kids get started. For a Lego robotics workshop, for example, we usually suggest a theme for the workshop like underwater adventure or interactive garden to help spark ideas. We also show sample mechanisms that demonstrate different types of motion, while we allow children to come up with their own ideas and plans. For playground-style play, it's important for children to make the decisions about what to make and how to make it. Creative societies. The path toward lifelong kindergarten will be long and widening one. It'll require many years of work by many people in many places. We need to develop better technologies and strategies to engage children in creative learning activities. We need to create more places for children to develop their creative capacities. But it's a journey worth the time and effort, and one that leads the transition to creative societies.